I recently had to do a sleep study. Basically, my doctor thinks that there's really no reason that I should be this tired all the time. And so I'm doing this sleep study, and I was explaining, and we had to wear all the stuff. Like,
yeah,
there was a nose piece, there's a chest piece, there's a watch with a finger thing. And I mean, it's basically like getting strapped up before you go to bed, you know? And I felt very, very unsexy. Like, there's never even going to be a chance that sexy time could be on the table. I mean, when I'm wearing it.
It'd been funny if y'all would have did it while you're doing the sleep test, just to throw off the thing.
I thought about it because I was like, well, they're going to see a disturbance. But then I thought, well, there's microphones. I don't want
to. And Katie probably snores during sexy time.
Right. Maybe. I don't know. It depends on what's going on. Yeah, I will do the snore thing for sure.
Okay. Do you think you have sleep? So you don't think you do? Do you?
I don't know if I do. I mean, I'm
sure. Do you want to get on this bet? Okay. I'm really on this bet. Yes or no?
Well, I guess I'll say no.
Okay.
So that then we can, but I don't want to pay for a lunch if I really don't believe it.
Because she has to have $50 for her own lunch.
No, no. Yeah. If you don't believe it, then don't do it.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you think she has sleep apnea, Jason? Sorry, Katie.
That's okay.
If she does seem like she's tired all the time and cranky and mean, so
okay,
I would say.
We're not talking about the other two, just tired.
And if you're snoring, that's why if you just did the snore app and I heard it, because snoring is a big part of it. Not everybody that snores has it, but.
It's an indicator, yeah. Pretty sure. Mm-hmm. So everyone thinks you have sleep apnea.
I think so.
Yeah. So there's no bet. Okay.
Ben,
that's fine.
Definitely does.
Okay.
Ben definitely thinks that I do, for sure.
No, with Sleep Med Solutions, it was like a thing on our head for one night.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you turn it in, and they know right away.
They can get it from one night?
One night.
And it's not just I only had to wear mine for one night, but it was similar to the setup you had.
But
it
also
was just the once.
And their doctor, I'm sure, is great.
Yeah.
Sleep Med is a sleep center, so
right.
They have that's what they do.
And she's sending this off. Like she's not.
So they probably want to get as much data as possible. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So is this specifically a pulmonary doctor or no? This
no,
is just your
just my family wellness
gotcha.
Doctor.
Yeah,
that
they're probably going to send it to. Yeah.
Yeah, it came in a box. I mean, it was like very convenient, but I will tell you, when I went to the doctor right before the end of the year, and then she prescribed the sleep test, and so you have to fill something out, and then they contact you, and then they send you the box, and it says you have like 4 days to complete the 4 to 5 days to complete the test, and then you have to send it back. And I thought, well, this isn't gonna fly because I'm not gonna be doing that when it's Christmas, New Year's Eve.
Heck no.
So I called for an extension.
Can I have an extension on my sleep test?
I said, I'm going to be drinking a lot. Yeah. And I said, that's not very different from my normal life, but this is going to be an excess.
That's funny.
So I'd rather not.
So people get like extensions to file their taxes. Kenny gets an extension to.
Yeah, he didn't care.
Yeah, no, who cares?
He did not care. He was like, yep, sure, send it back by whatever date.
You download that snore app, and it's funny too, because it has the lines and alerts of where you snore, and where it also will say, like, talking and sleep.
Oh, I do that. I hear that I do that.
Yeah, and you listen to it, you're shocked.
Yeah.
It's like, Margot Robbie. Margot Robbie. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're kidding. It's Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, it
Donald
is. That's
Katie's like, Biden. I love him.
I miss Biden. Where's Obama?
Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom.
Where is he?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely talk in my sleep for sure. And I wake up all the time.
Oh, all the time.
I mean, on my Aura app every day, it's the little indicator is that it's white when you're awake. Like it spikes up to this white line. It is nonstop.
Well, people think that, oh no, I don't wake up. I know. But when I took the sleep study,
it's shocking.
It was 50 times an hour, but you just don't remember it because it's really small waking ups.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes you tired, because you never get into that REM type sleep. Is that when you dream?
Yes. Yeah. And that's where you're completing the sleep cycle. And the Aura ring also tells me how much REM I'm getting, and it is shockingly low, but it's not like a, for the most part, it's not always a alert you need to
like
pay
concerning.
Attention, but it'll say like 1 minute, nine or oh, 1 hour,
short.
Nine minutes. And it'll say it's like, that's okay. You know,
the whole cycle, like 90 minutes, the whole cycle, something like that. And
something.
It keeps repeating.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But yeah. So think about that. Mm-hmm. Jason and myself, I think I was 45, 50 times an hour. So like every minute you're kind of not really getting that.
You don't notice.
You don't know. No, I don't know.
No, you don't know.
I just know when I like turn over, I'm kind of aware, or if I have to get up to pee or whatever.
Now when I wake up out of a dream, I'm like, oh good, maybe I was getting REM. But then they said if you're in a dream and you have to wake up, you're actually distracting the REM. And did you know if somebody's in REM, take a look at their eyes.
Oh yeah,
they
move.
Go back and forth, back and forth. Oh. So it's creepy. It's like cocoon. It's like here's the human, you know, going to, and and you would think that you're not getting good sleep because your eyes have to, you know, they're doing so much work, but it is freaky.
It's like when Vecna takes you over in Stranger Things. You're like,
yeah.
I used to love watching my children dream when they were babies.
Yeah.
Because you knew, like, you could see their eyes just moving back and forth, and they were in that deep sleep, like drool out, you know, and you're holding, because you're holding them. You
so odd.
See, it's, I used to love it.
I would like it. It'd be helpful to us if when you're in REM, that REM plays in your mind, in your dream.
And then you'd be like, okay, don't wake up till this is over.
And it plays the same, what's the frequency, Kenneth, or whatever their hit is.
Yeah. I don't know.
Or they have a couple
of
hits.
They have a couple hits, yeah.
You got one, Losing My Religion.
Religion.
Oh, yeah.
There's that one.
Yeah, okay.
It's perfect for me.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Yes, that would also, that would also apply, wouldn't it? Matt, so Jared said that he wakes up a lot. Jason says he wakes up a lot. You wake up a lot.
I don't anymore.
But because you have the mask. Well, wear the mask.
Now that I have the mouthpiece.
Oh, but you have the mask.
Yeah, I have the nose mask.
And you
used to be full face and I went to nose.
Talk about not looking sexy.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
How does your wife feel? Do you have to say to your wife, are you going to talk anymore because I got to put this mask on? Or you're constantly opening the mask to talk back to her?
No, but, well, it's just on my nose so I can still talk. But the problem is when I do talk, I kind of sound like this.
Hey, babe. Yeah. Can you move your shoes, please?
She pretty much knows once the mask is on, like, don't bother me.
Night-night.
Does it help, Matt?
100%. Yes.
And we know. We have a telltale sign now when Matt has had a good night at Nanai.
Yeah. So, I have the mask marks on the face.
Yes,
I used to, like, on a Saturday or Sunday, I would go to bed at like 11 and sleep until noon and still feel exhausted.
Gosh.
Now I can get 7 hours and I'm ready to take on the day. I'm great.
God, that sounds nice.
But what if
nice.
You, like, if you went away and all of a sudden forgot it? You definitely know you can't sleep, right?
No, for one night, it's not that bad, but I know I don't sleep great. But if I'm going anywhere for more than one night, I will take it with me.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Yeah. Mm. It's the reason I don't do it for just one night overnight is because it's just a pain to try to find water to put in it.
Oh, yeah.
Water?
That was, oh, my God.
Yeah,
so
you have to have the humidifier.
We were on one of the trips, right, Matt? Weren't we for maybe it was a year ago? We were talking about for breaking and entering Christmas or something.
That or our second chance prom, one or the other.
Something.
Yeah.
And Matt's wife, Hannah, and I were talking about how he could not find the right jug for, and I was like, the jug. And she was like, yes, for his sleep apnea machine, he's got to have what, distilled?
It has to be distilled water.
He's getting ready for bed, trying to find the jug.
Yeah. Yeah, in a pinch, I'll use, like, you know, Dasani or something like that in a pinch. But
what's
I can
the
always tell.
Oh, there's no minerals and stuff in
correct.
It?
Correct. Yeah, I can always tell. Like, the actual, they call it a reservoir, but the container that the water sits in.
Uh-huh.
You can tell when it's distilled water versus not. I have to clean it constantly if I don't put distilled water in it.
Can you please film yourself getting ready for bed and put the Darth Vader theme underneath it?
Matt, one question, too, and I just have. So if you think you're going to have sexy time, do you just leave it off for a while? Like, is it awkward because you're trying to do sexy time and she knows, usually puts his mask on?
I know before I go to the bedroom if it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't put the mask on until after I'm done. But the other night we did. And we finished. She went to the bathroom. She came back, and I was masked up. She was like, that was fast.
Yeah,
I'm tired.
Peace.
Night. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, once it happens, you don't give a crap.
Yeah.
You
know, we were
done. Like, get off. Now, I'm wondering, though, if it's you should do, and maybe it'll make it better, is leave the mask on while you're doing it, and you might be able to breathe better and have more stamina.
Oh, maybe.
No. I don't think so. It would hinder me because it's strapped to the machine. So, like, I would only be able to go like a certain distance.
She'd have to do the work.
She'd have to do all the work.
We're getting the visual. Hey, it's not so bad.
And she might get turned on, though, because if she has a Star Wars fantasy, she might think she's doing it with Darth Vader.
Yeah. I'm willing to throw out there that there's nothing sexual or turn-on-ish about this. But she does like the fact that I don't snore anymore.
Yeah, that's nice.
She sleeps better.
Mm-hmm. Try this tonight. When she walks in the room, start playing this.
Mm-hmm.
Put on. Now, do you ever assume you're going to have sexy time and she comes to the room and she's like, put your mask on.
Go ahead and mask
no,
up.
No, she won't say put the mask on, but she'll make a comment, and I'm like, all right. And then I'll throw the mask on.
She'll be like, you need the jug?
You need some mineral? You need some non-mineral water?